You can expect to see a large police presence at the Fall Festival this week. Evansville Police Sergeant Jason McCullum reflects on the tragedy in Las Vegas.
Our plan is what it's always been, but this will serve as a reminder for our officers, a very tragic one, that things can happen.
There are several new safety features this year. You will see larger barricades that have been weighed down along with SWAT members on some of the rooftops. Police also have an elevated wooden platform so they can see over the crowd. IU President Michael McRobbie says he wants to be absolutely sure his school is in the clear in college basketball's latest scandal. McRobbie telling the Indianapolis Star this week he's met with his athletic director and the university's top attorney to make sure IU is not doing anything that will bring charges or more scandal to the school. McRobbie said he learned his lesson about scandals under former basketball coach Kelvin Sampson, says he does not want to see a repeat of, quote, that business. The old Shiler's building is now a pile of rubble. The property was purchased in a tax sale back in September by CWK Development. They also own the land next door. The Shiler's property has sat vacant since a fire in 2012. Right now, no definite plan for the space just yet. Get breaking news at WIKY.com, powered by the Heart Hospital at Deaconess Gateway. I'm Susan King on 104 FM WIKY.